Adorned in pink, the Cochrane Cobras won 31-10 versus the Springbank Phoenix in their annual breast cancer awareness game October 8, keeping a tight grip on their second-place spot in the Alberta Tier 3 Football League. Despite what has been an overall successful season, Cobras co-head coach Robbie McNabb said he was happy with his team's performance compared to some of their earlier games. "I thought we played better," McNabb said. "We eliminated a lot of penalties and the penalties have been hurting us a lot this year, so we were able to do that. We also played with a little bit more speed than we have been. The extra drive may be because the Cobras have been on the road for several weeks," he said. Friday's game at Spray Lake Sawmills Legacy Field was their first home game since September 10 against Bow Valley High. The Cobras cinched their final touchdown in the latter half of the fourth quarter thanks to running back Sean Closey. In the last few minutes of the game against Springbank, turnovers plagued both teams, giving the Phoenix little opportunity to respond. McNabb chalked it up to just the way game played out and kids being kids, but added that it is something the Cobras will need to shore up or it could get them in trouble down the road. The Cobras have just one game left in the regular season versus Airdrie's WH Croxford Cavaliers on October 15 before playoffs begin. Prior to meeting Airdrie's George McDougall High School Mustangs and losing by 2 points on the gridiron earlier this month, the Cobras were number one in Tier 3, a ranking they have grown cozy with over the years going undefeated in the Rocky View League for 6 years. "We're feeling pretty good in our position," McNabb said. "We lost one a couple weeks ago, so we know where we sit. We're just gonna go out and win this next game like we do every other game. We're going to have a good week of practice, although it will be short because of Thanksgiving." Looking ahead at playoffs, McNabb said the team has their work cut out for them. "We have to be more physical," he said. "We have to be a little bit more dominant on the line of scrimmage with our linemen. I think that's our focus this week, is to really be able to try and take over the line of scrimmage and run the ball, pass the ball, whatever we need to do, just be more aggressive and assertive." McNabb said they are not harping on the loss from McDougall, and rather than shying away from the team after being handed a loss, he hopes they can meet again during playoffs to size up the two teams' performances again. "At the end of the day, we want to be number one at the end of the year, and that's in November," he said. "Wherever we place now, that's fine, we've just got to earn our spot at the end of the year to be number one."